Joseph Pasek of VonBerna.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up. And this is a special edition of Stolen Bases with breaking news. The Japanese superstar Shohei Ohtani has signed on with a Major League Baseball team. I brought in Steve Carney of WBA Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, to discuss this. And he's heading down just a few days now to the winter meetings. Okay, Steve, what does this guy bring to Major League Baseball, and how much did the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim pay this guy?
Yeah, here's the thing about Shohei Ohtani. He is a bona fide two-way athlete in Major League Baseball. This is a guy that, in his time in the Japanese League, not only was one of the better hitters in the league, but also probably the best pitcher in the Japanese league. This is a guy that has he's got a great fastball, he's got a fantastic breaking pitch, and he is a guy that has plenty of power in the Japanese league. You look at him, he hit 48 homers in five seasons. In five seasons as a pitcher, went 42-15, an ERA of 2.5, hit .286 and slugged .500 in those five seasons as well in the Japanese league. He was looking for an opportunity to try and play both ways. He wanted to try and hit at the same time. So I look at Ohtani he's a question mark, because guys that are in Japanese professional baseball, they come over, this is the cream of the crop, and sometimes guys perform fantastically. You look at Ichiro Suzuki, even Hideki Matsui for a span of 4 or 5 years, and sometimes they struggle because the caliber of the athlete is a lot higher here in the United States than it is in Japan. Going to the Los Angeles Angels, he had narrowed things down. Most every team, I know that the Tampa Bay Rays met with Ohtani's people last week to basically present why they should consider their offer. He did not take it. He wanted to stay out on the West Coast and go maybe as far as Texas or Chicago, but he wanted to stay basically on the Pacific Coast. And that kind of narrowed down his field. I know that the Mariners were hot and heavy for him. So were the San Francisco Giants. But the Los Angeles Angels have a spot in the right field that is waiting for them and an opportunity to pitch.
All right. So if I asked you, okay, he's going to play right field. How many games is he going to play right field? And how many is he going to be a starter, a reliever, a closer? Like, this is – I don't remember that a guy could play – the outfield, and then the next day could pitch.
Yeah, I mean, everybody remembers, people think about, when they think about a guy that can pitch and a guy that can hit, everybody goes back to Babe Ruth. I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen a guy that wants to do both. And I certainly think that with Ohtani, I think that, he's gonna get a minor league deal. He's not going to come over here, and I don't see him getting a big league deal to start if he wants to play both ways. I think that that Ohtani will probably, if he wanted to play one way or the other, he might get a big league deal. But to get a full big league deal, I think that that's a huge plot. I think that it's not going to happen. I just don't see him being able to play in a big league setting at first. They'll want to get him acclimated to playing in the United States and then bring him up. So I don't see him starting the year with the Angels, but I certainly think that if all goes as expected, they'll probably be able to bring him up pretty soon after. I would not expect to see him maybe half a year this first year would be my guess. I think that he's probably, you know, you have him pitch maybe, you know, maybe 10 to 12. I would see him try, they want to try, have him to try starting. So maybe 10 to 12 starts and maybe somewhere in the like 60 to 70 games in the outfield, I would assume.
Okay, so let me ask you a deep question here. Okay, let's say he makes the Angels, okay? Could you see him, or how do you equate him as, like, if I gave you the book in Major League Baseball, who is he modeled after? Because if he plays one day in right field and then another day starting pitching and then going back the next day to right field, or what about this? Like, I know this is American League, but he starts out as a pitcher. Could he be subbed in as a right fielder in the seventh inning?
Well, the thing is that if he's going to pitch play in the American League, would the Angels be willing to forego using the designated hitter to allow him to hit for himself? That's going to be the big question. Is on days that he pitches, when he first comes up, are they going to allow him to hit? Because if they allow him to hit, they're going to have to play by National League rules. That's the thing about the American League. You don't have to have a designated hitter, but the DH is allowed in the American League. So they could technically, on days that Ohtani pitches, have him hit for himself. And if they want to put him out in right field after he's done pitching, that would be up to them, and they would just have to basically do a double switch.
Because right now the DH is Pujols in Anaheim, so I don't think Pujols is going to take the bench there and all that, but. Okay, let's quickly, as we close out this edition of Stolen Bases, the winter meeting's just going to get underway in a few days, but already a little bit of movement. The Marlins got traded with the Mariners, Dee Brown there, but it looks like Staton has narrowed down his teams, and one of the teams are the Dodgers. If I ask you in a week's time, Giancarlo Staton moves, yes or no?
Yes, I think he does move. I think that the rest of the league has been waiting for a pair of moves. The first move is Ohtani. The other move is Stanton. And I know that Dee Gordon just got dealt to the Seattle Mariners. They're actually going to – it's amazing. Jerry DePoto, the general manager of the Mariners, has said they're going to use Dee Gordon, who has played second base and shortstop his entire big league career, in center field because they already have – an established second baseman in Robinson Cano, and they already have an established shortstop in Gene Segura. So they're going to put Dee Gordon in center field. He's a guy that had 201 hits last year. Last year was the national batting champion in 2015. I think it's going to be impressive to see what they do there. But I think that the entire league is waiting for this domino to fall. Where does Giancarlo Stanton land? Because wherever he lands, that's gonna allow the J.D. Martinez's and the Logan Morrisons and the Eric Hosmers and the Mike Moustakas's to figure out exactly where they're going to end up in 2018.
All right, final thing. I'm going to break a little bit of news here, and you're out of Tampa. According to a couple sources, Jose Bautista met this week with Tampa. They did not come to iron out a deal, but Jose Bautista is coveted by the San Francisco Giants. And guess what? Alex Anthopoulos, now the GM of Atlanta, wants to talk to him. So if I ask you in a week's time, 2 weeks' time, Jose Bautista, where is he playing next year?
You know, I personally think that, unfortunately for Jose, he may end up being shuffled to the back of the line. Not so much the very back of the line, but if he thinks that he's going to have a deal by this time next week, I think he's, at least from a Tampa perspective, I don't think that's going to be the case. The normal thing, the normal MO when it comes to the Tampa Bay Rays, and you and I have discussed this before, the front office likes to use the beginning of the offseason to have their conversations, but they don't normally make a lot of free agency moves until after the first of the year. So I think that it, if he's looking for a deal from the Rays to come through, I think he might be waiting more than a week or two. I think that it, you know, we might be looking at that first week of the new year for Jose Bautista if he's really trying to hold out for the most money he can get. I think that it's going to be. I think that right now, especially with the dominoes not having fallen yet for some of these big names, for Bautista, I think you're probably looking at somewhere in the vicinity of $8 million when all is said and done. I think whether it's six with two million in incentives or four with $4 million in incentives, I think that $8 million is probably about the ceiling for Jose Bautista if he's looking to become a Tampa Bay Ray.
All right, that's Steve Barney of WBE Radio on Tampa Bay, Florida. Steve will be heading down to Orlando for the winter meetings. If anything breaks, Steve will be back here on Barnburner. And Steve, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter, at Steve Carney. I will be on all next week on 620 WDAE from the winter meetings on the iHeartRadio app. You can listen live and on demand, and I'm sure you'll hear me throughout the week, whether it's here on Barnburner, on WDAE, or our sister station, 95.9 The Game out of Orlando. All of them are, with the exception of Barnburner, are currently on iHeartRadio.
Oh, wow. Are you saying I got to go to iHeartRadio now or what? I'm all over.
You might, that's a put a little nugget in there, Joe.
All right. Well, maybe Norm could throw some shekels and maybe we could be on iHeartRadio. But thanks a lot, Steve.
You got it, Joe.